It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver City Council members called off a meeting last night over concerns that a planned protest could lead to dangers of transmitting COVID-19. Instead, a couple hundred protesters gathered outside City Hall to demand an end to systemic racism. Some activists say Denver City Council stifled their voices by canceling the meeting. Isabella Dominique is with the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
It's no surprise that this uprising and all of us having time to come out to city council meetings and us having time on the weekdays, that is happening because the system isn't working right now. It's not working as it was designed to because we do not have jobs. We are not slaves to our labor anymore right now.
Council President Jolon Clark said he didn't feel comfortable doing legislative business with so many people in chambers during the COVID-19 pandemic, and he wasn't willing to involve police to enforce public health orders.
Especially at a time when, you know, interaction between law enforcement and citizens is at a peak. Are we really creating a space that is safe for those voices?
In a statement, City Council says it will fast-track a virtual public participation process. Three Aurora police officers have been placed on administrative leave. The department is investigating a series of inappropriate photographs taken at a memorial for Elijah McClain. Officials have not released details on the photographs, but CBS 4 reports the officers in them may have been reenacting the chokehold that police used to subdue McClain, who later died at a hospital last year. The state's attorney general is investigating the circumstances around McClain's death. Colorado Rockies outfielder Ian Desmond says he's going to skip this year's baseball season over systemic racism and the danger of COVID-19. Desmond, who is biracial, says he will instead work to help establish a little league near his hometown of Sarasota, Florida, and spend more time with his family. Major League Baseball is letting some players with pre-existing medical conditions opt out of playing this year. Pueblo-based Black Hills Energy has proposed a solar project it says could help save customers around $66 million over 15 years. The 200-megawatt project is part of the company's plan to create more renewable energy. Black Hills says the project would cut its carbon emissions 71% by 2024. The project now needs approval from the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. This is CPR News.